The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. Who then is the faithful and wise slave whom his master has put in charge of his household to give the other slaves their allowance of food at the proper time? Blessed is that slave whom his master will find at work when he arrives. Truly I tell you, he will put that one in charge of all his possessions. But if that wicked slave says to himself, 'My master is delayed,' and he begins to beat his fellow slaves and eats and drinks with drunkards, the master of that slave will come on a day when he does not expect him and at an hour that he does not know. He will cut him in pieces and put him with the hypocrites, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
If you were here in chapel yesterday, you heard Scott Bader say, promise that there would be no woes in this gospel today. And I suppose at a certain level, that's true. The word woe does not appear. Yet, Jesus' rant against the hypocrites continues. Whole chapter later, by the way, still going. I think he was serious. But I'm going to keep Scott's promise anyway and turn instead to Paul's letter to the Corinthians. It's a little bit of a twist in some ways, isn't it? We like to think of Jesus as all-loving and always kind, and here we have all week some of Jesus' most harsh words, most difficult teachings. Likewise, we like to think of Paul as inflexible and maybe a little bit mean, but that's not true either, especially not when he writes this beginning, this opening to the letter of Corinthians. And I love his words to the Corinthians. It makes me, every time I hear it, I think, gosh, I wish I were one of those Corinthians. It would feel so good to get a letter like that, wouldn't it? You get, it's like a letter from your grandma, like, oh, you're so great, and I think about you all the time, and I'm always so happy when I do. But isn't that the way it should be? When we think of our own community, people that we know, people that we've worked alongside, it's the way I think about this community over the summer, when it's gone. I understand what Paul means when he says, "I thank my God always when I think of you." Even those of you who weren't even here yet, I thanked God all the time that you were coming. Because I know that this letter to the Corinthians continues in the way that it does, and that it speaks of us then too. Not only do I give thanks to my God always for you, because in every way you have been enriched in him, in speech and knowledge of every kind. That's what we do here. You will be enriched in speech and knowledge of every kind, and not just those of us who meet in the classroom. All of us in this community will be enriched by being a part of it. just as the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. This, my sisters and brothers, is also true. It's one of the great mysteries of Christian community. How at the end of an academic year, we can send away a bunch of people, some of our best people, into the world to work, trusting the whole time that in the fall, new people would come, fill in the gaps they left and more, always overflowing with God's providence for the church. And he will also strengthen you to the end, that you may be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, this is also true. There will be struggles this year, maybe already this week, truth be told. And it won't necessarily get easier. But when those things happen, when you are overwhelmed by work, by your studies, when you are overwhelmed by the absence of your partner because of his or her studies, draw strength from this. Christ will strengthen you to the end. Because Paul has one more truth for us. God is faithful. And by him you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Christ is the one who has called you here. And nothing that will happen to you during your time here will be more important than remembering that. That it is Christ who has drawn you to be a part of this community, to be built up into the person that you can be, to take up the ministry that Christ has for you, whatever that might look like. And when I imagine the great beauty of all those ministries that began somewhere else, that grow here and then will flower in yet another place, I thank my God for you always.